She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
What up, Jenny?
What are you over here complaining about?
And I had to sniff, and I hit the button. I sniffed real hard, and Meech was looking at me, and I'm like, yeah, I hit the button.
You sniffed really hard?
Like, one of those sniffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on there, my friend?
All right, so even though Tekashi 6ix9ine is locked down in a federal holding cell right now, he still took time to take out for his hook his girlfriend up for her birthday.
Okay.
Her name is Jade, and she was celebrating her 22nd birthday.
This is baby's mother.
It just said girlfriend.
No, it's his baby's mom. He's with his baby's mom. Yeah.
All right, well, her name is Jade. She was celebrating her 22nd last night out in NYC with family and friends.
She's super gorgeous, this girl. Okay. Have you seen pictures of her?
Nah.
She's super gorgeous.
Nah, I mean, all right, well, he bought her a Rolex for her birthday, even though he's locked up.
So how'd he do that? Because his accounts are supposedly frozen, Meech. So how did that happen, Meechie?
Well, he was...
Meechie's looking at me like, because Meechie told me that his accounts are frozen.
He bought it several weeks before everything was, like, hitting the fan.
Oh, okay.
So he already had it, like, taken care of. But it was 18 carats of white and rose gold, Jenny, with 24 carats of VS diamonds. What does VS mean?
I have no idea. Oh, that's a high-grade diamond.
You sure?
Yeah, because I actually researched diamonds at one point.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, I researched diamonds.
The watch ended up costing $35,000, and celebrity jeweler Jimmy Boy actually delivered it to Jade. So
personally,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's nice. She had a nice birthday. Good for her.
Good for her. I hope she's getting ready to move on with her life. And do what's right for her.
Because he doesn't even go to trial till September.
Hope she getting
Tekashi's November 2018. He goes to trial September 2019.
And thank God she's nice and young, 22. She got a whole life ahead of her.
God.
Find her another dude or anything. You know what I mean?
Speaking of Tekashi, you know, there's supposedly an informant with the feds. That was a member of, like, Tekashi's crew.
I thought Tekashi's going to snitch.
So, who knows what's happening?
He's trying to get back out in these streets, dye his hair, make music. He's snitching.
This is the problem, Jay, with the situation is he's made, like, so many issues here.
Yes.
With his own crew, because he fired them.
They're going to be locked up, though.
Yeah, but, they don't like him. Then you got, like, other people that don't like him. So, it's like I don't know if he could get back in the streets and be safe or not,
Tekashi. See, the problem, what you're not understanding is, like, snitching's cool now.
What?
I'm going to repeat it. Snitching is cool now. So Tekashi will be back out in 2019 making music. I promise you. Just like I said, he'll be locked up by the end of this year, which happened.
Okay. So a hip-hop website has now, you know, outed who they believe is this person that's talking to the feds.
And who's been talking to the feds other than Tekashi?
Well, I'm not going to say the name because I feel like it's like, because he's denying it's him. You can go to hot937.com.
I think it's him.
You think it's him?
He looked like one.
Okay, so anyway, really?
Yes.
Anyway, he writes for a lot of popular websites. He's a hip-hop blogger.
Yeah.
And he's a DJ.
He was on a show with Joe Buttons.
Oh, my God. So anyway, with that being said, that, you know, supposedly this is who's been talking to the feds, but he is strongly denying it. He said he has had zero connection to this criminal case against. Mm-mm. In fact, he released a statement. He says he has had zero connection to this criminal case against Daniel Hernandez and other co-defendants.
Whoa. If you were gonna release a statement and all that, you snitched.
He said,
I don't even know Tekashi's real name.
He said, I view them as good people to me. All these charges are a shock to me and do not involve me. I've never been questioned or much less cooperated in this. I am just a news reporter. So.
You know what news reporters do, right?
What?
They snitch.
That's not true. Because, I mean, come on now.
The feds had some kind of charge that was about to be trumped up on him, and that's why he started talking.
We'll see what happens.
Some obstruction. I forgot it was. I was reading it earlier.
Well. I mean, this story has got so many legs to it. Like I told Meechie earlier, every day is something new.
I wish they still had Court TV out. Remember Court TV? I want this trial to be on Court TV so I can sit there every day and watch it.
Yo, I did that during the O.J. Simpson trial. Yo, I did that during
the... You feel me? Like, this is a trial I would like to sit there and watch every day. Like, what's this man going to wear to court today? Is he going to dye his hair black? Is he cutting it? What are you going to do with the tats? Makeup?
I'm going to say about Tekashi, like, and I don't know him personally, but I just think he really wasn't built for this situation. There's some people that are built for that type of lifestyle.
Nah.
I think that he was not built for it, and I think now he's paying for it.
Now he put that energy out, and this is the energy he's getting back, finally. So that's how it works.
Meet
this is the universe. Yeah, because it's the universe.
Meet you over here nodding.
The universe is real simple.
Okay, here's the latest weather brought to you by Dunkin'. Tonight, clear and 30. Tomorrow, sunny and 43. Saturday, mostly sunny and 42. It's cloudy and 42 degrees in Hartford. It's hot 937.
You're hearing